put in the grounds, like a chipmunk or something like that, but I didn't know they had a shell, do they?
I think in South Georgia sometimes it is like a burrowing dry land turtle, and it can be called a gopher turtle.
Mm-hmm. No, but I've seen a lot of armadillos, you know, who would go down to Florida, but I mean, I know no, they have a shell, but I didn't know.
Those armadillos get hit a lot down there. A kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams that's got claws, and when you turn it over a rock, it often swims away backward.
Salamander?
No, this would have a shell to it. It would be a shellfish.
A crawfish.
Okay, just buy a couple of pounds of what when you go to the fish market? Little small fan-tailed sea animals that you can fry.
Shrimp.
Okay, if you bought more than one, or if you bought a lot, a few pounds of?
Shrimp.
Okay, fine. The insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, when you grab it, powder comes off on your hands. What do you call these little fly around at night, especially?
Lightning bugs.
Okay. Right. Or what would you call the thing that gets in your clothes and you have to hang out balls so it won't get in
Moss.
There? Okay, fine. Okay, that was another question. What flies around with a light on its tail would be a...
Yeah, lightning bug.
Okay, would there any be other, any other name you've ever heard for it?
I can't think of any right now.
Okay. Firefly, have you heard that? Maybe that's something.
Yeah, but all these things happened when I was just a child, and I can't even remember
them. Okay. That's to your credit.
I mean, because I used to always tell my kids, you know, about the lightning bugs, and they used to catch them in a jar, things like
that. A long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes and everything. What would you maybe call this? Sort of name after an old prehistoric animal.
Eats mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm. It's got wings that go out and you can sort of see through them. It's a really funny looking little animal. Had a dragonfly? You heard of dragonflies?
Yes, but I didn't know that they ate mosquitoes.
Yeah, and they evidently they
Oh, yes, I've seen
Would you have any other name for a dragonfly?
Is that what they used to call a snake doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But I didn't know that they ate mosquitoes.
Evidently they do. Okay.
Okay.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know? Especially the kind that would build the big paper nest. Great big huge nest.
A wasp and, I guess that I'll see them in hornets and yellow jackets and
Okay, fine. Things that fly around at night and bite, sometimes they carry malaria.
Mosquitoes.
Alright. And if you are walking in the woods without boots, these little things burrow into your skin and cause itching from the ground. Fly. Get them in Florida a lot.
Gnats.
Okay.
Sand gnats.
Have you heard chiggers?
Yes, but do you know they not only are on the ground because Daddy can get them walking through the corn. They'll just drop on your shirt, and we've had them to do that too, just out of off the pine trees, so they don't necessarily stay right on the ground.
So they crawl around then.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen one?
I've had one on my foot at one time, and Charles has had several. And
what do they look like? A little.
Oh. Well, they're just little round, tiny round things, and they're about the size, oh, I don't know, I guess you could put a dozen on your little fingernail, and they have tiny little legs that stick out. And when they're on your skin, they sort of flatten out, where you have to, if you wait a little while and don't get them off, you'll have to pull them out with some tweezers.
They just burrow, really burrow in.
Mm-hmm.